Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Land.
That was a bit air steward.
Yeah. I was actually imagining, just before that, I had a fleeting visage, envisageness.
Vision.
Vision of, you know, when Michael Owen did that Dubai.
Yeah. The greatest clip on YouTube for the Dubai Tourist Board, Michael Owen flying in a pretend helicopter.
I think we should get him to do the Football Land fly past.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and just set the scene.
You maybe imagine it a bit like a Michael golf thing, and there's like flyovers of each confederation.
Yeah,
that could be quite nice.
A drone, I guess.
Because there's so many rides, you're probably going to want to do some like homework before you get to Football Land to try and whittle it down.
Absolutely,
and so you don't spend your whole time just in one confederation. Well,
but in the VR of it, we need to have Terry Venables flying past on a wrecking ball.
England crazy.
And what else was going? There was the car,
so
the aerial car park.
Yeah, so many rides already. Yuri Geller and a helicopter with 365 pilots. Yeah.
It's almost like space junk around Earth.
It's really space above Football Land.
This is obviously,
we're talking about the world's first football-themed theme park, Football Land. But it's such a big theme park now. It's like one of your Disneys, one of your many Disneys.
Where of this world.
I know someone who went to Disneyland for 2 weeks. Two weeks.
I know who that is.
How 2 weeks.
Money.
And 1,300 quid for a 2 week pass. Yeah. So we need to think. You're not just here for the day. All right. In Football Land, you're here for the long haul.
In some cases, you're here until you can get out of the ride that you wanted to go on and had no idea that it kept you in there indefinitely.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. We can force people in. So anyway, let's think big, guys. We're building the biggest football theme park in the world and only. We've got $1 billion. Let's get cracking on three more rides.
Just before we get going, can you sort of throw us into the jingle by doing like a pilot, and we're all flying on Football Land Airways.
Okay, can you do a little sound effect like a bing, bing, bing? Bing, bing, bing.
I meant in post, but yeah.
Oh. I enjoyed it, though. I think we should keep that. That was lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the pilot to talk monotonously. For 3 minutes now, we've taken off. We're above 35,000 feet. If you look down to your left, we are just flying over Football Land. Here comes
the
jingle.
Definitely two words.
Can you imagine if you were the co-pilot?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. This ride is called the Letitiae Conspiracy. Letitiae Conspiracy.
Yes.
Letitiae Conspiracy. It rhymes. Yeah. Yeah? And it's a bit like...
Strong start. Okay, yeah.
It's a bit like what...
I'll go with that for now.
Matt Letitiae is a poet of football, isn't he? He is a poet. He was a poet of football.
Phenomenal player.
Poet of football. But poetry also is full of contradictions, and that is what I'm getting at with this ride.
Stuff you just don't understand, however much you go over it again and again.
Absolutely, and that is Letitiae Latterly, in a nutshell.
He's in that nutshell. Matt Letizia.
I think we should have a space for a Matt Letizia themed ride.
Yeah.
And I think it should be one of the best rides in football land. Not like England quality, the best.
No.
Just, well, good. He's very good. Not too ambitious. Like, because he only played, he didn't really test himself, did he? He just played for Southampton. So it shouldn't be too ambitious as a ride. It's going to be like a clone of like Nemesis, but just with red and white stripes. So it'll be a really good ride.
Yeah.
But we're not going to waste any creative time.
Like
building our own from scratch. Let's just take another one unambitiously, but it will still be an amazing ride.
Not to derail.
And we can put some seagulls and like it be by the sea.
Not to derail your ride. This is more of a question.
Mm.
Like, so Letizia might have not shown ambition in sort of air quotes in the way that you mean it.
Yeah.
But he played football ambitiously though, didn't he?
He did play football ambitiously, but it'd be a great ride. I mean, Nemesis, you can't say that's not an ambitious ride. It's an engineering masterpiece at Alton Towers.
So, listening...
As is the Vampire Bat Ride at Chessington.
I'll
Professor Burps Bubble Works.
Oh.
So we just take one of them.
Okay.
Put red and white stripes on it, but... As you're just about to go up and enjoy it to its maximum, in the speakers behind your ear, you just hear little things like 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
And it spoils the moment for you. It spoils your enjoyment of this amazing ride. I'm not alleging that Matt Letizia believed in that particular conspiracy theory. But for example, let's just say this, you won't be allowed to wear any masks on this ride or seatbelts.
If you're vaccinated, will you be allowed on?
Probably not. And if you wear a seat, you're not allowed to wear any seatbelts. There won't be any seatbelts. And if someone does die on this ride, then we can have a post-mortem saying that they had underlying health problems.
Can I just press pause and listener, you're about to peek under the bonnet.
Mm.
This is me genuinely asking you a question.
Go on.
Because I don't understand. Why is it a ride that we've nicked from somewhere else? What does that symbolise in Matt Letizia's career?
Just because I'm saying he wasn't very ambitious by moving to the other club. So we shouldn't like be too ambitious in how we design the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be more accurate to say that Matt Letizia, for this sake, has only been on one ride?
Yeah.
Really loved that ride.
Nemesis.
And saw no reason to go on any other ride.
Fair.
So
yeah, okay, fine.
Matt Letizia, we believe, went to Alton Towers, went on Nemesis first, went, now this is good enough for me, mate.
This is good. By the way, take your seatbelts off.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he has the same three meals every day? Because he likes them.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, that's fine. And there's no shame in that.
I know that
But I think everyone's enjoyment of the ride will be massively tempered.
You know that he doesn't drink beer?
Yeah, I didn't interview Matt Letizia, but I was present at a Matt Letizia interview.
Just looking through the window.
It was just one question. Do you like beer?
He's never had a pint of beer.
Never?
No, never.
So it's not that he doesn't like it. He's no idea never whether he likes it.
No, no. I think... do you know what his drink is?
Tea?
No, it's an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, okay, port?
No. You're going for something.
Is it a flaming Sambuca?
It's Malibu and Coke.
Oh!
I think I did know that.
Yeah. That rings a bell.
That's quite odd.
Yeah, I've been to his house.
Yeah.
He's got a goal in his back garden.
Yeah, oh yeah, as they do.
Just the one.
But yeah, I'm not casting any aspersions that he has any other conspiracy theory sort of subscriptions other than about COVID. However, I think we need to make this a non-COVID specific ride, just because that will go out of date.
Yeah.
Hence 9/11 conspiracy.
Any conspiracy theories come in.
Yeah, but I think any enjoyment you're going to get from the ride is constantly tempered by that little voice in the speakers in your seat.
It's more a misunderstanding of science, what science actually is.
Right.
And it's not popular opinion or unpopular opinion or anything to do with opinions, but it's actually to do with quite rigorous tests that are then kind of, you know, cross-referenced by the scientific community. Mm. Lots and lots of...
Peer review.
And rather than people that have no qualifications and last came into sort of contact with a test tube when they were about 13.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more that in removing the seatbelts and the harnesses,
yeah,
this is Nemesis, but with no safety features. Because Matt believes that G-Force is going to keep you in.
Yeah, exactly
he sort
right.
of misunderstands how G-Force works
yeah.
and just thinks that it's going to happen all the time.
Exactly right.
And,
exactly
and actually,
right.
I think to fully go into the symbolism of this ride, you should enjoy it when it happens.
Yeah.
And it's later when you're leaving the park or the next day when you think, hold on, I didn't have any safety precautions here.
Oh.
I no longer
yeah.
rate that experience.
So forget any speakers. It's just the fact that you are going on a ride that you later realise was hampered by disrespect and a lack of knowledge.
You misplaced your trust in that ride.
For science, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess whenever you go to a theme park, you assume everything's safe, right?
Well, we could
like a proper theme park, not like a steam fair
We could have like a perforated seat that you sit on.
Yeah.
And it could just have a gentle vacuum.
A gentle vacuum?
Yeah, so you're sitting on it, you can't feel it,
yeah,
but it's just sucking you ever so slightly to the seat. So it is safe, but it gives the appearance of being...
Are you saying that people like Matt Letizia, with their beliefs, are doing it a little bit for show now?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that if we make a ride with no harnesses, it's not going to work.
Right.
People will die. If we make Nemesis without the things that come down... yeah, definitely death.
Yeah,
so
I guess it's like the illusion of
yeah
it's
so
letting
people
have conspiracy theories.
There was no safety.
Mm. Yeah, I think the problem you're straying into potentially is that sounds really good.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it's just uncomplicatedly good.
Well, yeah, because why wouldn't you do every ride like that?
Yeah, that's a great way of revolutionising the adrenaline thrill of fairground rides.
Okay.
And metaphorically, that credits Matt Letizia with coming up with some genius ideas.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what Anthony's going for.
Okay, then, how about this? So when you go on this ride, you have to put on a brown boiler suit.
Uh-huh.
And the harnesses come down and they're made of the same brown fabric as your brown boiler suit. And so you kind of, for a moment, think that there aren't any harnesses. And rather than actually remember that they are and question it any further, just believe that, no, there were no harnesses.
Okay, what about you go in, you're given a white boiler suit,
ooh,
but the two bars are red. So you're wearing red and white stripes.
Very good.
So there you are. That's the illusion of wearing red and white.
Yeah, but to puncture the subtle poetic bubble, we want something that was once good and is now a bit shit.
Well, no, it's a flawed genius. It's like, I loved him, but now I feel like I'm tarnished. It's a bit like liking Woody Allen, right? You know, it's like
for legal reasons, we're not suggesting Matt Letizia is tainted in the same way.
No, of course not.
Or
of course not. But I'm saying that
unprosecuted Woody Allen did anything inappropriate.
Absolutely, it's more a I'm disappointed. I loved that, and now I feel bad that I loved it, or I can't love it as much as I used to.
Okay,
you know
so
I mean?
Oh, that's an extra level. But I think we were trying to crack the conspiracy angle of this. Now, there's the extra layer over the top, which you're now suggesting is that Matt Letizia has been tarnished.
Well, that's always what I got from it. But I think it is worth trying to replicate.
Well, it's like they're trying to make a Hall of Fame now, aren't they, in the Premier League? And one of the, they're like, who should we put in the Hall of Fame next? It's like Shearer, Drogba, or whoever's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Yeah.
And one of them's Letizia. And I was thinking, nah, Letizia is never going to be put in the Hall of Fame.
You can...
Like, nothing to do with his football ability.
Yeah,
but
he is tainted because of what
tainted.
He's gone on record as saying. And looks like a bit of a nutter.
I think it's fine as long as you rememberize people before they did something dodgy.
Right, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
But you can watch...
Also, that's not a rule. That's just something I made up.
But you can watch a compilation of Matt Letizia's goals and marvel at how good they are, but you are going to have in your head, it's a shame he became a bit of a nutter.
Yeah, but like, look at our parents, right? They're all mental. They're completely off at it, but they kept us alive until we got to adulthood and we were then responsible for keeping ourselves alive. I still look at my parents fondly. If I was logical about it, I probably wouldn't. Because some of the stuff they say is mental.
Yes.
And that's maybe a nice way of looking at Matt Letizia, because in terms of what he says, yes, is fully mental, but nothing to do with it.
Therefore, we need to go back to the speakers in the ear thing. because then you can control a part in the ride where it stopped becoming fun. So, like, you could start off the ride being brilliant, but then the second half of the ride, you can get some speakers in your ear talking about conspiracy theories.
Or just that bit
as you're
coming back into the kind of shed bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where you get on and off the ride.
Oh, yeah, because it's very late on, isn't it?
Very late. Like, so you've enjoyed yourself.
That was
Matt,
great.
Matt, oh, wasn't Letiz the Wiz? Oh, he's just the best. And then you come in, and then you go, oh, no, where's this going? Turn off the speaker. No.
It's the gift shop. It's the gift shop.
Sorry.
It's the gift shop. It's got to be the gift shop. It's got to be. It's got to, the gift shop's just full of pamphlets.
I don't think...
It's just full of pamphlets.
I don't think it should literally be a conspiracy theory whispered in the headphones.
No, fair enough.
I think the comments are there throughout, and it's telling you facts about what you're on. So
right.
It's like,
okay.
We're currently travelling at 74 miles an hour. You will climb 58 feet in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it just starts going wrong and telling you stuff that isn't true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which will... You'll be listening to it.
Yeah,
it will be enhancing your enjoyment, and then suddenly it will stop enhancing.
Yeah. And you'll get a revulsion.
You'll get a revulsion. You'll be scared. You'll be put off.
That 1 in 3 roller coasters is responsible for early deaths in the baboon children.
Yeah. The vibrations from this roller coaster has caused a tsunami 12,000 miles away.
Oh.
It hasn't, but you think it has because you've just been told it has.
No, but no. Red and white stripy ride.
Nick from Alton Towers.
Brilliant. Yeah. And a slight feeling of weirdness at the end. That's it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
That's basically what we've got.
That's safe ground.
Yeah.
Red and white stripy ride that was the only ride that we think Letizia has ever been on.
How about it becomes very, just instead of like a whispering or anything like that, it just becomes very bumpy and nauseating towards the end.
I was going to suggest
physical revulsion
you imbibe
in yourself.
You imbibe a cocktail that's really nice, but it has a sort of
an afterburn,
mildewy aftertaste that doesn't kick in until the ride's finished.
Yeah, exactly. But just a bumpiness.
Yeah.
It's just too bumpy. It's just too bumpy.
Yeah.
There is
too rattly.
That's the thing in roller coaster engineering where they push things too far and it induces nausea rather than...
Let's do that,
Let's speak to
let's
that
do
guy.
That. Speak to the nausea guy.
Yeah.
Head of nausea.
Him.
And, let's... to be on safe ground.
Yeah.
We'll do that. And that's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect in a nutshell. Let's just have it like that. Letitia conspiracy.
Yeah.
Physical rather than...
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than...
And not affiliated in any way to the real Matt Letitia. Any resemblance to any person, living or dead, is purely fictitious.
Exactly right.
Well done.
All right. Okay. All in favour of Letitia conspiracy?
Yeah.
Say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Nay.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, let's get it out. You voted it in, but I want it immediately out.
He doesn't want it. So, we have another Patreon from the now famous Thomas Steyerwalt.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
He of the car park,
He of the car park and the time-wasting Diego Simeone School of Dark
Arts. He's got another ride. Okay,
he's got another ride. Yes, here it is.
Okay,
so this is called Pep... You're right, yes.
Yeah, sorry.
The Galleon Car Park. This is called Pep's Overthinking Obstacle Course.
Oh.
Okay, so Thomas writes... It's an obstacle course. Think of the show Ninja Warrior, if you are familiar.
Mm.
I'm already struggling. Yeah. I don't know what Ninja Warrior is.
What? How could you be alive and not know what Ninja Warrior is?
Do we need a quick recap?
No, just carry on.
Okay. If you are... Oh, fair enough. Thomas then says, if you are not, basically, contestants... Sorry, I should have read this in advance, shouldn't I? If you're not familiar with Ninja Warrior, basically, contestants have to complete a ridiculously difficult set of obstacles that require insane amounts of strength, namely hand and foot strength, and endurance. If a contestant falls for any reason into the water below, they are out until the next year's contest. Pep Guardiola is an incredible tactical genius whose vision knows no bounds. However, he has... Also, the extreme ability to overthink and fail in the Champions League.
Mm.
He often approaches key games without certain types of players or players in strange positions. Think no-holding midfielders in last year's final. Champions League final, that is. For our obstacle course, similarly to how Pep exchanges players, contestants will be forced to change the locations of their fingers and toes between each obstacle.
Sorry, what? So they've got to take their fingers off?
No, no. When I didn't understand something, you steamrolled over it. So we're
no,
going to keep barreling.
No, didn't know what a show was.
Well, you don't know what it means to exchange fingers and toes.
That's okay.
Fingers, four toes?
Yes. For example, ooh. I mean, Thomas is good, at,
yeah, good at
anticipating
examples.
Us not yeah, knowing what the hell's on. Going on. For example, you may choose to play with no central fingers and instead pack the midfield of your toes. Right. This will take extreme updates in medical science, but I'm sure this won't be a problem with $1 billion.
Okay.
It won't be. I'm already on it, Thomas.
Okay.
Totally
the
doable.
Contestants are forced to change after every obstacle and will inevitably fail at some point in the later stages. Then, just like Pep, will be forced to start all over again the next day.
Right, well, we've already got Claudio Ranieri's Operating Theatre.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to play this game, we book them in to Claudio Ranieri's Operating Theatre,
yeah.
And we get a lot of Velcro. Okay, so...
Fingers and toes are quite doable. My wife knows somebody who lost a finger, and they just moved one of the fingers over so it looked less weird.
Right.
What?
Yeah. That's mental. But you need to change them really quickly between goes, so you need to Velcro your fingers to your stumps. So you need Velcro bottoms. Well,
if you're doing
what's quicker?
It's not necessarily quicker. What's fit for purpose?
Buttons? Poppers.
Some kind of like real hard clasp. I'm thinking like
a real hard clasp.
Screws was a good chance.
Maybe if you if you're screwing in a finger like a denture, like the screw in a denture, fine. Uh-huh. But like in terms of screwing it in like I don't know.
It would go in
into
that
bone.
Way. It wouldn't
what
go
about,
in your palm.
Into a... You know those Formula One tyre changing guns they have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That change them in seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We could have like a finger-shaped one.
Yes.
That slots over your fingers and toes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It makes that noise, doesn't it? That was a bit like a U-boat. Like, yeah. Torpedo warning. Torpedo warning. Changing the finger for the toe.
So we've touched on this many times before, but I am utterly revolted by feet. So having a hand full of toes would be grim for me.
Yeah, so what would you do tactically then?
I would decline to take part.
All right,
would you change?
That is the coward's way out. That is.
Would you?
Could I have a finger that's a pinouche?
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah. Why would it make that sound?
Yeah, it's not an octopus.
I imagine if you changed your middle finger
for
your
penis
and you waggled it, it would go...
Would you...
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I wonder if, Mark, could you...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Change all of your fingers and say, are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
So on your left hand, how about we swap your toes for your fingers and you just keep that? Because the problem is if you get an itch, you're not going to want to itch your face with your toes.
All right.
All right, or look at them. So you could maybe keep that hand in your pocket, your toe hand in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then you've got a bit of diagonal, like, flex going on, right? Uh-huh. A bit of diagonal between your left foot and your right hand.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You've got a bit of extra, and you could always just keep that one behind your back or in your pocket, or we could put a glove on it for you.
Yeah.
Would you have a go then?
More likely to have a go then. And I thank you for thinking of my particular predicament.
Yeah,
but I'd still be at a distinct disadvantage to everyone else that didn't have my affliction.
No, that's true. That is true.
So,
could we
just put my left hand in my pocket.
Could you hates feet, could you change your fingers for your teeth? So have your teeth on your hands.
Teeth aren't very good at, they're not very malleable.
Though,
they're strong, but you can't curl them round something.
No, but if you needed to get a real good grip, like a tooth-like grip on like a crampon sort of...
If you look at how your hand works, climbing, you'd only have one tooth on the lower jaw.
Mm.
You've got four on the top. Yeah. I don't think... I mean, thumb tooth
that
would
thumb
have
tooth
to be
is doing
very
a lot
strong.
Of work. Yeah,
but imagine
you're
how
right.
funny it would be if you did it and then, like, you kept your face sort of hidden from, like, your relatives and then you just whip round.
Well, and then smile. A fingery smile.
Four fingers and, for some reason, a penis. You got a penis where your left incisor is.
What if I have? Everything tastes a bit salty.
Oh, gosh almighty.
Yeah. And you'd have some people just constantly trying to sort of suck it back in.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. give it a rest. There's children around.
Maybe you could.
But not too good, because otherwise it'd get erect and then just stick.
You'd choke. You'd be able to see where you're going.
Or you'd choke yourself if you were on an inhalation. I mean, if medical science is this advanced, we don't need to start with just swapping toes and fingers. Mm. You could have legs for eyes.
Yeah, you could have legs for
eyes.
And
your eyes fixed on your butt cheeks to look at where you've been.
I think I've got a configuration that would be quite good for, you know when you try and pull yourself up on a ledge, but you can't get fully over the ledge?
Yeah.
Imagine you swap...
If you do manage it, are you a ledge?
Yeah, a genuine ledge. I wonder if you swapped swap your right hand fingers for your left toes, and then you put your right hand... What did I say? Let's say you put your... right hand fingers on your left foot.
Yeah.
Let's say you put your right hand fingers on your right hand kneecap.
Yeah.
And your left foot toes on your right hand.
Uh-huh.
So you still got a bit of purchase.
Yeah.
So you can get up on the wall.
Yeah.
And then that floating kneecap that's come off that your fingers are on, you put that kneecap on your left foot because you don't really need it. It's just sort of a bit of a stomp.
Yeah, you've got to keep all
show.
Body parts on. You can't take...
You can't have...
It's like
any...
speed walking. You've always got to keep one foot on the ground.
Then I reckon you could jump up on the wall with your left hand fingers and your right foot toes on your right hand. And get on the wall. And as you kind of hoik your right leg up, your right hand fingers on your kneecap could get on that wall bit as you swing your leg up. And that's one bit of Ninja Warrior that this would make easier.
Can you not do that without any bodily alterations?
You might be able to. I'm just
it's
saying
just
for
easy,
people,
isn't it? It's easier.
You're amazed where people really struggle with it.
I'll just go back to Thomas's thing. I don't think he's doing this to make things easier.
No,
he's doing it to screw you up and make sure you fail.
But your question is a valid one. Pep thinks he's making it easier for himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he's overthinking. So Ryan swapping all those body parts, he might think he's doing it quicker. But then once you get onto the ledge, you've got to put all your body parts back together again to do the running for
you've
the next bit.
You've got to do that.
Well, you've got to keep changing your
In
bits.
Order to go on to this, you're going to need a crash course in how your interactive body parts work.
You go into Claudio Ranieri's operating theatre. Oh. He makes every single bit of your body detachable.
Yeah.
Okay, using the Formula One method.
Yeah.
the pit crew.
We're going to specifics then, later. We won't worry about that now. As in, like, years later.
Tinkerman. Then you go to the obstacle course. You get, you watch a video, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, in the safety briefing room.
Yeah, a video.
And then, you know, the quickest way, we don't tell them this, but the quickest way is just to do it just with all your normal body parts in the right order.
I think some people might take.
Everyone will be like, oh, let's move my fingers to my teeth and my penis to my nose.
I think if you tell people that they can do it, they will instantly. It's like one of those trick questions where they go, which is the fastest animal on the planet?
Yeah.
An elephant, a monkey, or a human? And then, well, actually, it's neither. And you're like, well, what? But people guess the wrong one. I think if they say to you, you can change any limb for any limb,
people will do it.
You know, people wearing their like lower leg for a mohawk. You know what I mean? Like,
I like to think in that instance, I would see through it and go, do you know what? I'm happy
with how, you know, when you get
the way I was born.
You know, you get like a test and it's like, read all the questions and then answer, and then only start once you run all the questions, and people stop beavering away doing every answer. And then you get to the last page and it says, only answer question 3.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you bastard. Yeah. It's exactly that, isn't it? But
is it in limb form?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, and I reckon that we could engineer this so smart Alex like you would get screwed over, where actually the last bit of the like Ninja Warrior course, you've got to detach all your body bits and make it into basically
a
human rope that you sort of throw yourself up over.
Just your one eyeball at the end. Vertigo. And just roll over the line and finish.
And that's it.
So it's possible to detach your whole body and just
to make a big rope.
Just have like a kind of ball of fingers and penises and toes and legs and knees.
That's how the song goes. So ball of fingers, penises and toes, penises and toes.
So you're just an eye, and you just build a catapult out of your own rest of self.
Yeah.
And that catapults the eye at the top, and you're on.
Oh, then you're on.
But you'd not been for the surgery. So you get to the end and you're like,
I can't get up this bit.
And then Margaret, who's been like, it's like tortoise in the hair.
From Top Mess.
Yeah. Like Margaret, like, comes up behind you. You're like totally out. And you're like, how am I going to get over that? And then Margaret's just like,
eyeball, blink, 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 blink. Anyway, right, let's have a vote.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Cool. We're ready to vote on Pep Guardiola's overthinking classes.
Yeah.
All those that want this into football land, say aye after 3. 1, 2, 3.
Aye. Congratulations, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Nice.
Young man.
Or girl.
We're building football land. I said, young man.
Or girl.
We could do with a hand. I said, young man.
Or girl.
Do you understand? You could get in on this. To head on to P-A-T-R-E-O-N, now P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Send us whatever you think, it might be good, it might stink, we will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to P-A-T-R-E-O-N, now P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Chuck in a couple of pound, we'll bat your thoughts all around. Might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland. Thank you.
Okay, finally.
It's happened to me.
Ryan. Right, I have the wardrobe of unread shirt messages.
Okay.
it's a bit long-winded.
Okay.
Title.
Sure.
I think I've got a better title. I think I'm going to call it The House of the Unread.
The House of
the
Unread.
That is a great title.
Nice. So it's not just a wardrobe anymore, it's a house.
No, I was originally thinking it was going to be a big wardrobe.
Yeah.
With like a little door at the bottom.
Right.
And you kind of go up and it's a bit like a fun house. But I think more of a haunted house.
Yeah.
Is there a Narnia theme or wardrobe is a red herring?
No, wardrobe's a red herring. It's definitely a haunted house. You know, your stereotypical Hollywood haunted house looking type thing.
Lovely, yeah.
The House of the Unread. And
that is the best title of anything in Footballland.
You get in a car, like a car of two.
Yeah.
Like those
cars,
ghosts,
those
trains,
two-seater cars.
Yeah,
a
ghost train. It's normally a car for two, sometimes four.
Tunnel of Love, you get two.
Yeah, so I think it's like one of those.
Tunnel of Wagner Love.
Yeah.
And but as you go in, you've got to decide who's the driver, who's the scorer.
Okay.
It's your classic driver scorer combo.
It's a classic.
Big man, little man.
Yeah. Is it like rally driving where the person who's next to the driver is just shouting random things?
Yeah, I mean, he can do. It's not, that wouldn't, it doesn't impact.
That's what I like to do, even I'm the front seat passenger on any journey.
Because I think, I say driver shooter combo, I'm not actually sure if the driver does anything. Or whether he's just pretending to, like in Hollywood movies.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you both remember this as well. Rides, but yeah. The first time I went on one of those fairground car things, absolutely convinced I was steering.
No
doubt in my head.
Yeah. So maybe
the fact that my sister next to me also had a steering wheel and was doing different things, I kept telling her off. I was like, no, you're gonna crash us if you do that.
Yeah. I think we hypnotise adults beforehand. Paul McKenna, we got him knocking about. You think you're driving.
I think you're on a fixed track for this.
Yeah.
So the driver is doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, but maybe we don't tell them they're doing nothing.
Well, it's hypnotized.
Oh, we get Paul McKenna in, of course, because
he's doing something.
Yeah.
If he's gone back to the fags and having a crafty one behind the bike sheds, then Yuri Geller, I'm sure, can fill in.
Yeah.
So this haunted house, the House of the Unread, is full of those shirts that footballers wear, undershirts.
Oh, yeah.
With messages written on them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But crucially, they've not shown them.
Right.
So they've not scored.
They didn't get to give their message.
Or assisted. And
this must happen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so the amount of those shirts that there are, undershirts with permanent marker on.
Yeah.
Must be like, I don't know, there must be an incredible, I mean, sadly, probably landfill, but yeah. we could stop that.
Yeah.
Environmental travesty happening right now.
Yeah.
Divert those shirts, speak to the kit men, get them to send us those shirts. Yeah. I mean, Matty Cash did one the other week, and Matty Cash is a good footballer. And a great cash point. And an attacking
punching
fullback.
Boilers.
But he had one on his, and he did score that game, but could equally have not have scored.
Yeah.
It's not
how
like...
How long had he had it on?
Yeah.
Exactly. And that...
What did it say?
Andy Robertson is one of the best fullbacks in the league. He hasn't... I think he scored twice in his Liverpool career.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be years before Matty Cash revealed that. What did it say in that instance?
It was...
Free Nelson Mandela.
It was a message to a teammate that was stuck in
put the bins out
Ukraine. Well, this
I didn't mean to make light of the Ukraine.
No, of course.
Put the bins out is along the lines of where this is going. So it's full of those. You're going through a kind of haunted house on a car on a fixed path. But you're going underneath these shirts, sweaty, worn shirts.
Okay.
But I think over time we'll get ragged
and even
scarier, and they're all full of messages.
Which will be spooky in their own right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're usually white, aren't they, the undershirts?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So they will look like ghosts as well.
Yeah. Especially if you've got eye holes in them.
Make them go woo.
That's too scary. I wouldn't be able to cope with that.
But this is the thing. They do need to be scary.
Yeah.
So these messages, I don't think are actual legitimate footballers' messages. I don't think they're the actual ones. So maybe I'll take back the kind of landfill and let's add to landfill.
Oh, okay.
Let's
make our own. I felt a bit weird doing something good.
It did. So we've got to come up with the worst messages you can think of.
Okay.
Or the most terrifying messages that would go unread.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking things like, don't forget your mom's in the sauna.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Like,
is she asleep or is she?
Or maybe it's like, don't forget to get your mum out the sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's gone out to the
shops.
And he's like, you know.
And the sauna's locked. What a horror story.
You don't score for three seasons and she's a wrinkled bag of desiccated former mum.
So it's to Matty Cash's dad.
Well, not necessarily Matty Cash. You can probably leave Matty behind now.
For sure.
Put him out of your memory. These are just generic messages.
Don't have the lasagna.
Or just help.
That's not milk in the fridge.
Oh gosh, yes.
Don't go in the shed. I've rigged it with explosives.
Oh. Don't go in the shed.
I had diarrhea and I had to poop in your hat. I cleaned it the best I could.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Is it like a wedding hat that they don't use often?
No,
like a fascinator.
No, I think it's probably I pooped in your fascinator. Yeah, I mean, that would just be poop on like feathers and stuff.
Oh, pooped on your feathers.
I think so. These These are messages that, yeah, you've kind of would be nightmarish scenarios if the reader didn't read them.
Yeah.
A low level would be, you know, like when you were at the football and it'd be like, you know, can the owner of a white Citroen Zara registration plate B175, you know, could you please imagine that message didn't get through. That dad and son get back and the car's been towed.
Yeah.
Those types of messages, I think. And what you have to do is the scorer has like, a load of basket, like mini, like a load of those mini basketball, mini footballs.
Yeah.
Like those. And you know, remember those basketball games where you had to sort of, you get it in the hoop and it comes back down the ramp.
I still play those arcades, and it goes over and over.
It's a bit like that. So you've got to throw them in a goal to move on.
Mm.
And if you don't get it in the goal, you just loop back round and go under the shirt again. So it gets more nightmarish.
Yeah. Same message.
Like, same message that says like, help. Don't forget to get your mum out the sauna.
God, I wouldn't want to see that again.
You just go round again and under that, and it, you know.
And then you look down at a video screen and it's CCTV footage of your mum in a sauna. She's in the sauna.
Yeah.
And she's locked in and she's like beating down the wall. And you have to get that ball in the hoop.
Yeah.
And then you see on the CCTV, like a man in a suit opens the door.
Exactly. She's allowed out. You're allowed to move on to the next nightmarish message. And it's, you know, that's not milk in the fridge.
Yeah, and then you look at CCTV, it's your aunt, and it's poison, it's bleach, and she's about to make a cup of tea.
I was thinking breast milk.
You've got to get that ball.
But yeah.
Breast milk as well.
I was thinking bull semen.
Bull semen.
She's about to make a cup of tea with what you know is bull semen through CCTV.
Yeah.
But she likes it, so it's a double-edged thing.
This is a new alternative milk.
It's like a Tibetan butter tea.
Most expensive thing per weight.
Popcorn.
Bull semen.
Oh, I was going to say popcorn.
Yeah.
More than diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
Diamonds quite heavy, aren't they? For weight.
I think it's because...
So it's bull semen. Like saffron or I think,
what about a bull that ejaculates diamonds?
That's a bull I'd like to ride.
So horny bulls are Ryan's best friend.
I reckon 10 shirts is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go
about
through.
10 family members on CCTV. Like looking at the screen, be like, Jesus Christ, another. But you'd get to one, you'd be like,
how many people are in this bloody sauna?
Be like, Uncle Dave, I don't care about him. He's a wanker.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know, let him have the bull semen kit.
Yeah, but or like it's like your nephew's going towards the shed. And you're like,
rigged that up with explosives.
That's been rigged with explosives. I'm not sure why. But
what was I thinking when I rigged that with explosives?
Yeah, so I reckon 10's enough. You go round and round, and the driver and the balls keep coming back. There's like a funnel on the ceiling that's underneath every shirt. So when you come round, it recycles the balls.
Yeah,
you can keep furiously throwing them, just like that basketball game.
Yeah.
As soon as you're in, you move on.
Yeah.
And I think 10 and you're out. And that's probably enough.
Yeah.
I have one alternate suggestion if you don't enjoy this version, and it's basically it's a bit like This Is Your Life.
Okay.
And we reunite the shirt with the intended receiver.
That's nice. Yes. I like that.
And that's something we could put on in the middle of the Squeaky Bum Time Arena.
Yeah.
It could go on at the Global Theatre. There's lots of places we could have that, and lovely moments that, you know, we get to, maybe it's like a bit of a procession.
Yeah.
The footballer, we reunite them with this shirt and the message.
Steve Sidwell, do you remember putting bull semen in your fridge?
I just had a really, really poignant thought about, you know, the kids and adults that hold up, can I have your shirt? What if a footballer underneath his kit just said, do you want my shirt? And he never got to give it away.
Or it said, can I have your sign?
Yeah.
So there are your two options.
Yeah.
I think it's a smashing idea. I really do.
I like both. We could maybe do both. We could maybe incorporate at the end when you come out.
We can retire some of these shirts. Once they've, you know, we can keep adding to the shirts, and any that have, you know, have killed too many people's mums in saunas.
Yeah.
We can retire that shirt and give it to Darren Caskey.
I think there's a sponsorship opportunity from the makers of saunas.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, the Swedish.
Yeah.
The Swedish government owns saunas, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're both slightly over fixated on the sauna aspect of this. Yeah.
But, I think it's the single most nightmarish scenario you presented.
It's kind of like what would be in Final Destination.
Yeah.
Like one of those scenarios. I can't imagine there being too much jeopardy and, you've accidentally put some bull semen in a pint of milk.
Yeah, whereas this is a ticking clock, and if you don't get that ball in the hoop, then death in a sauna is pretty horrible.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All those in favour of the...
it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
The nightmare scenario that Anthony just spelled out. After three. One, two, three.
Aye. Congratulations, yeah. Ryan. Okay. Can't wait to see
successful.
Let's maybe do some testing before we put real people in it.
Yeah.
Mum, yeah, just lock yourself in the sauna for a bit. I'll tell you what it's for later.
That is it.
That is it.
That's a lovely episode.
What a lovely episode full of intrigue.
Thank you again, Thomas, for your Patreon.
Death. Yeah.
If you are listening and you have an idea, then join us on Patreon and send us your idea. We will read it out and discuss it and belittle you horribly. No, we won't do that. We will read it out and discuss it. We'll do a bit.
I try and keep it friendly, but we're
not as nice as you are.
No. I mean, I am all for it, and I know for a fact that Thomas has got one more idea that we might hear next week. So, if you want to join Thomas with your Patreon ideas, send them in, and we're looking forward to reading them out and inviting them into the park.
But keep listening. Share it on social media and write the jingle. Why not? Yeah, why not?
All right. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.